form. Storms are likely Thursday, high 86. Richard DeWelling of the Weather Channel for Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
It's 79 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
And not down again. It was Christian Miller.
It's time for the Miller's Edge with four-time SEC champion and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
Here's college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
Welcome into this Monday Madness edition of the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Definitely going to be some madness going on today. Not necessarily in the sports world, but let me go ahead and apologize ahead of time. I told you guys about all the work that is being done here at the Lamprother Law Studios, here where we're headquartered at. And well, now they've taken the work to the front, which happens to be literally like feet away from where we are broadcasting the show. So if you hear some boom, some banging, some clanking, all that good stuff, yeah, there's some work going on. But we're going to rock and roll. We're going to have some fun. So I just wanted to go ahead and give you guys a heads up. And I apologize ahead of time for some of the noise. But just know it should only be today, maybe a little bit tomorrow, then we'll be good to go. But it is the dog days of summer, right? This is the time that you do all this stuff. That's why campus, they got to work, a bunch of work being done. The football team, they've got work right in the weight room. We're getting work done at the Lamprother Law Studios, all that fun stuff, and it's going to be fun once it's all finished up. That being said, we got plenty to dive into today. The good news is we got our guy Chase behind the glass, who is now like Alabama softball's hottest reporter here in Tuscaloosa. They had a big regional tournament here this past weekend. It was great. I didn't go, but it kept up in the games. They defeated one of my hometown teams, USC Upstate. And they advanced to the Super Regional. So while we got some clanking, which actually, you know, well, I think they'll be done probably in about 30 minutes or so, hopefully. That said, we'll get to hear Chase's recap from the weekend because he was covering it. And again, if you guys want to keep up with Chase or Alabama softball for sure, but Chase is really a good job covering it at CB3864 on X. Make sure you guys go check him out. He also has a TikTok account that he posts on. Chase, what's the TikTok handle? I always forget that one.
Chase Brumfield 5.
I told Wyatt on Friday, we gotta get in coordination and get all your handles lined up. That way we can find you a little bit easier. CB3864 on X. But Chase does a really good job breaking stuff down. So we'll talk some softball today. And, of course, dog days of summer. We got plenty of things that we will be diving into, plenty of topics we can discuss. One of those being, guess what? The thing we've been talking about the past week and a half, man, college football playoffs. Reason I keep bringing that up is because I feel like every day there's some type of new development. Somebody throws a new, I don't know, opinion out there and we got to discuss it. So maybe we'll circle back a little bit to that. And, of course, I like keeping up with Ross Dellinger. Again, if you follow him on X, you guys know. And when it comes to transfer portal, NIL, he's arguably probably the most, I guess, informed, it feels like. Well, he kind of had an article that kind of caught my attention. He was just talking about some of the money that's been guaranteed to all these student athletes. About 75% of that does not get cleared comes from the SEC and the Big Ten. It's some interesting stuff. So we might open that article up, take a look and see what it has to say. And we'll just kind of go from there. And of course, we always encourage you guys getting on the conversation. How do you do that? Well, number one, you can always call in 205-342-9904 is the number to the phone lines if you guys want to join the conversation that way. Of course, we stream live on X, live on YouTube, and the Tide 100.9 Facebook page as well. So if you guys want to watch us do the show, plus you can always drop your questions, comments, and concerns right there in the chat. We'll definitely read them. You can engage with everybody else. It's always a good time. So make sure you guys check us out at the Miller's Edge on all of our streaming platforms as well, that being said, Chase, man, tell me, you don't need to give your whole recap now. I'll give you some time to get it all together over this next break. But covering softball this weekend, man, how'd it go for you? Some good weather. I know it was hot because I was out helping a little bit with this deck job that's going on. And I can only imagine just sitting out there. How was it for you this weekend? You wiping your face, man. You in there sweating already.
Hot. It is hot, dude. It's summer again. I wore pants today. I'm dumb for that, but yeah. I know. But to answer your question, Christian. Well, first, it's good to see you. But It was amazing. Just to see that many people at Rhodes House losing their minds, and the way that they did for their Crimson Tide. It was really cool to see. From the first game, from Alabama beating up on your school, USC Upstate.
USC Upstate.
to all the way to the last game. It was just great competition overall. I didn't lose any like interest. Every game it was like a headline. I'll definitely get into that later, but man, if you're not a fan of softball, you've got to get into it right now. There's so many cool things about the sport, especially if you're a Crimson Tide fan. This is probably the year that your hope should be skyrocketing through the sky. And I'm not trying to put smoke, but this is really a good team. Talking to Coach Murphy over the weekend, he is really happy with what the team is right now. And he said there's more in store. So definitely be on the lookout, and just especially with LSU coming up this week.
Absolutely. And now it's, well, you had one of your teams here as well, right? There was a Louisiana school here, and now there will be another Louisiana school here for the Super Regionals, because you got LSU coming to town for the Super Regionals that will take place this weekend. So if you guys want another chance, if you didn't have a chance to attend the softball game this past weekend, well, you got another opportunity coming up. Alabama will take on LSU the 22nd through the 24th if it is necessary on that Sunday. So that will be some good action for you. Always a good experience. I know it's probably hard to come by some of these tickets, man. I saw, I think on Facebook, some people already asking around looking for tickets. So like Chase said, man, softball is definitely hot right now. So make sure you guys check it out, or at least support if you guys can. They definitely would appreciate that. I know you mentioned Coach Murphy. We love Coach Murphy. We got to get him on the show at some point. Great friend of ours here, and he's doing a phenomenal job. I'm really excited for everything that him and his team has going. This is what we'll do. We'll go ahead and take our time out, Chase. When we come back, we'll get rolling. I'll let you give us a little bit of a recap if you want, kind of dive into some of those games, how Alabama advanced through their regionals, right, and when kind of what it took to get there, maybe let you do that a little bit. Then a couple other things, man. I saw on three, and this is coming from Aria. Is it Wasserman? I know you guys are big fans of his, right? He's a big Alabama guy. Kidding. He released his top 10 college football players returning next season. Thought it was an interesting list. Now, there's nobody from Alabama on here, but there's definitely some SEC players. I want to put that on the screen and let you guys take a look at that and see if you guys agree with it, if you feel like anybody's missing it. And top 10 returning players in college football for 2026. We'll do that and more when we come back right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Quick timeout. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Or visit meswins.com. I've got this.
No representations made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393.
Arthritis, joint pain, and more. No referral, no problem. Search DCH Spine Care on Google. DCH's Spine Care Center. Get back in the game.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here treating patients from every generation across the United States and from around the world. We're here for the rookies and the dreamers trying to make a name for themselves. We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer. We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors.
Call the relief hotline at 800-525-9069. 800-525-9069. 800-525-9069.
The flagship station for Alabama Crimson Tide football.
Alabama touchdown.
Only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
this Monday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC. All right, let's go ahead and dive into this. Again, it's a Monday Madness edition, not just because of what we're talking about, but literally you can hear all the banging and hammering and everything going on. The Lamparillo Law Studios are under construction, but just know it's going to turn out better than ever. So, again, apologies for some of the noise. Again, should just be today. I think by tomorrow we should just be screwing stuff in. Maybe you'll hear a drill. But the hammering should be done today. Anyway, that said, Chase, you were covering the regionals here in Tuscaloosa. We do have a super chat from Adam with a good question that we'll talk about. We'll get to that. But I want to give you the floor to maybe give us that recap real quick about Alabama softball advancing again. They hosted a regional this weekend, played USC upstate. Who was the Louisiana team that was here?
Southeastern Louisiana.
So, any relation to them for you, Chase? I know you got family in Louisiana. Anybody that you know that's attended there, or you know much about them, or no?
Yeah, so I knew their head coach when I covered them when I went there for about a year or so.
You went to school there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went there.
Oh, I didn't know that. So you? Oh, okay. All right. Cool. All right. Well, so that was a little bit of a conflict. So who are you pulling for then?
I was pulling for UA. I think Southeastern. They're a good squad. It's just, I think they had a little bit of a misstep from last season because they beat LSU. I believe it was a regional, a super regional. It just blew up. So I feel like they kind of took a misstep. They lost players. They couldn't really rely on their hitting. That's why they couldn't advance like they did. But they're a great program. They're a sneaky team, especially for next year.
Well, talk to us about what they did, or USC upstate, or Alabama, really, right? How do we get to where we're at now, where Alabama advanced out of that regionals, and they'll be facing yet another one of your schools? Well, you didn't attend LSU, but you've had family, maybe, right? So LSU will be coming into town for supers now that Alabama did their thing. Just what'd you make of it? You ain't got to go into detail on every game, but just kind of just overall, kind of just your assessment of softball, how they pull it off.
Man, Alabama pulled it off with their pitching, just straight up. First game, they had played USC upstate. Jocelyn Brisky just fanned everybody down. She had a no-hitter up until, I think, the fifth or sixth inning. And then Alabama had played Belmont, which was pretty huge. Let me flip that. Posey played the first game. She had a no-hitter until, I think, somewhere in the later innings of the game. And then you had the big matchup between Bama and Belmont, Maya Johnson, Jocelyn Brisky, duking it out. Alabama had the best of her. And then the last game yesterday, Alabama had Vic Moten, one of the freshman phenoms when it comes to pitching. Christian, she did really, really well. She had a no-hitter as well up until the later innings of the game. Then the hitting, Marley Giles, the catcher for Alabama, she has been locked and loaded. Audrey Vandegrift, she has been really, really good. Kristen White, she is fast. For someone that takes a lot of her approaches out of the bunt stance, she's going to get on base every time. I don't care who the team is. She's going to give you opportunities to score. Brooke Wells, she's a transfer from Houston. She's done really, really well. Saline Hawkins has been really productive for Alabama. And another player, too, Alexis Papillo, the senior. She has been really good as a utility player. She's really good. And then you talk about the other teams. Christian, you should be really proud of USC upstate for a team that just couldn't handle with Alabama the first game, but literally turned a switch. They beat Southeastern, and then to beat Belmont in the same day, that program should be have their head high for what they did. I spoke to their coach as well, and he's very much happy with the program and where they're heading. Now to get to Southeastern, I was a bit disappointed with how they produced their games. I think they were just a little bit shell-shocked when they lost to Belmont in the beginning of the tournament. Just couldn't pick it back up. It's just something that they have to learn from, and they'll be better for next year. But enough about those teams. I know people want to hear about Alabama. You should be really happy again just with how they play. Just pitching was just phenomenal. It didn't seem like what they saw during the SC tournament. People were like rattled. Like Vic Moten, she held her composure together, and she credited her pitching staff for what she did. I talked about really the defense, too. Jenna Young made some spectacular plays in the infield. A lot of the outfield did really, really well, Christian. It just seems like, and I talked to Vic Moten about it yesterday, it just seemed like she felt so comfortable that no matter what pitch she threw, an infield was going to get somebody out. It didn't matter if it was the third baseman, second baseman, shortstop. It was going to be an out regardless. So that's something you want with your pitchers, because you don't want them to just have such a perfect game, because you want them to pitch comfortably. You know, they have the stuff to do it. They worked so hard to get to this point. Let their infield reward them. And just talking again with Murphy, he feels like he finally has the lineup that can get him far. He feels like the hitting has been spectacular. It's been consistent, Christian. The pitching, already talked about it. Their command has been just killer. I don't think Alabama had a run scored to them all weekend. I don't think from Friday, Saturday to Sunday. It's just been a clean sweep. So that's huge. But, yeah, just to put a bow on it, Alabama did what they need to do. Murphy planned it out well, and it came to fruition. And with LSU coming up, they won their region. I was a little shocked to say that, because Virginia Tech is a really, really good team. But LSU's head coach, who I know personally, she is really, really happy with her team right now. A lot of people counting them out, especially with last year not making out of their regional, Christian. So it'll be a close one, especially between Alabama and LSU. They are SEC foes, so it adds a little more spiciness to it. But it'll be a great showing for sure. But I just feel like right now Alabama has that edge. They're peaking at the right time right now. They're not fading away. They're not kind of – it's not one side is better than the other side. They're – every aspect of what they're doing right now is what you need to potentially get to or Oklahoma City and really win the whole thing.
Appreciate that breakdown, man. Definitely you guys see why he's going viral for all of his takes and all the coverage that he does for softball. So again, if you guys want to keep up with Chase and his softball coverage, at CB, dang it, Chase, the numbers, man, the numbers always get me. CB3864. Any significance on that? 3864, man, that's clearly not a birthday, isn't it? I mean, you weren't born in 64, I know that.
I promise I'm not. But I made it during one of my journalism classes at Mississippi State. Like, I didn't really care. I tried
you
to
just put some numbers together.
Yeah, pretty much. Short, long story.
Fair enough. Fair enough. We'll get that C. Brumfield Sports. That sounds good. Something like that. I like that. Brumfield Sports. Maybe we'll do something like that. But you guys can check out all of his stuff at CB3864 and on TikTok as well. And again, Super's coming up. Chase will be covering that, and we'll definitely talk a little bit more about a preview when we get there. We got the super chat from Adam. Again, big thanks to Adam, Mr. Lamparello himself of Lamparello Law, Education and Advocacy. You guys hear us talk about it all the time. If you guys need any legal representation, of course, they've got you covered for very affordable rates. They will beat out the competition, whether it's criminal defense matters, any criminal defense matter, NIL situations, academic misconduct. They definitely will take care of you. But they also offer a number of other services, whether it's high school, college, or graduate students looking for a career in academic planning, exam and test taking preparation, subject matter mastery. The list goes on. To get more details on that, go to their website, lamparello-law.com. They've got all the details right there. I think Adam even mentioned pricing as well. You can schedule a consultation, get the phone number. They'll hook you up. And again, they are phenomenal. 201-293-7974 right there on that website. All that is there. And they'll show you more of the services, why you should choose them. You can meet Adam. If you haven't met him already, he's on the show every Thursday, man. He's awesome. And speaking of him, this is what he dropped today besides the support, which definitely is very helpful right now. I told you guys, you got a lot of work going on, and work is not cheap, and neither are vet bills. So thank you so much, Adam. Adam says, Christian, given the sheer talent of both quarterbacks, could a two-quarterback system actually work this season? Also, they need to go live on both quarterbacks immediately to battle test them both under real fire, which we know he was bringing that up last week on the show. In terms of a two-quarterback system, well, I had this video pulled up because over the weekend, there were videos that were posted. Both Austin Mack and Keelan Russell, I think, were training together, right, alongside Ryan Williams, also Derek Meadows, and I think maybe one of the walk-on quarterbacks, Chase Y, is that who that was? Yeah. So there's a group of guys. They were out throwing in California, getting some good work in. The weather looked beautiful. Both guys, clearly, can spin it. So you know you got two quarterbacks. We talk about it all the time, whether Coach DeBoer joins our show and mentions it or he's on any other interview. He repeatedly talks about how confident they are in both quarterbacks. To Adam's question, could we see a two-quarterback system? Now, when we say two-quarterback system, that typically implies like both quarterbacks are playing meaningful snaps. It's not so much maybe one guy, you know what I mean, is involved in some packages. I wouldn't call that a two quarterback system. That's more of just, you know, you got another quarterback that has other skill sets where you see him occasionally. And to be honest with you, these guys are so similar. I don't think that's really something that you would see. But in terms of just actually playing a two quarterback system, I just personally don't see it. Chase, why? Maybe you guys can help me out. Have we played anybody in recent years that actually effectively, you know, implemented a two quarterback system? The only school I can think of is some of these small schools that we played over the past couple of years. Like, for example, last year, I can't remember which small school it was, but I know they had a two quarterback system. One guy was more of like their dual threat guy, and the other guy was their passing quarterback. Who was that? Last season, it was maybe a red and white team, maybe? Who did we play last season? What were the small schools? What were the cupcake games?
Well, there were a handful of them last year. I know
it was like a small school.
Yeah. I know for a fact that Western Kentucky did it in 24. They had TJ Finley and Caden Veltkamp. Both were taking reps. In 21 against Florida, they had Emory Jones and Anthony Richardson kind of dual team in quarterback play there. But it's not something you see very often here when you look at quarterback systems. I know Florida did win a national championship off of it in 2006 with Chris Leake and Tim Tebow, but they're obviously...
But two different styles, you know
right,
what I mean?
Leake, like, yeah, Leake was the passer. Tebow was coming in and rushing. We actually did a little segment on my show, like, taking the best quarterbacks over the last couple of years, and we looked at Tebow's stats for it. He had like almost 500 rushing yards and I think almost 10 rushing touchdowns in 2006 as a freshman behind Chris Leake, who was the passer of that two quarterback system. But very rarely do you see it in college football at a high level.
Yeah, it's not very common. And a matter of fact, maybe it wasn't a red and white team. Maybe it was Eastern Illinois. We played somebody, because I remember doing the coverage, and I remember prepping for the game. I was looking at it, and it's like, all right, they have one guy who has, I think probably he's maybe their leading rusher at quarterback. And then they have the other guy they would bring in on like third downs or something. Again, not very common. You don't see it often. But to Adam's point, when you have two guys that are just very talented, I mean, it makes people wonder, and that question comes up. But here's why I personally wouldn't do it if it was me. You talk about the timing. You talk about the chemistry between quarterbacks and receivers. Granted, these guys are throwing together. They'll get plenty of reps as they go through this battle. It's not as if, like, it can't be done. I mean, you see a backup come in the game, and normally it's just fine. But there is something to consider when it comes to when you work with one guy majority of the time, then another guy comes in. It just, to me, timing and rhythm and stuff like that, definitely could take a hit. So for that reason, along with the fact that literally the both guys' skill sets are very similar, I really don't think you end up seeing it. Calvin says we've done it before. Maybe he's talking about what Tyler Watts and is it Zhao, I think, did they technically both play split snaps, or did one guy beat the other guy? That was a long time ago. I was an Alabama fan at that time, but if I remember correctly, maybe around that time. Somebody says Texas with Sims and Applewhite. I mean, again, you can do it. I just, with these guys being so similar, and when I say so similar, I know one guy is 6'6", 240. The other guy is a little bit smaller. Keelan's a little bit quicker. They both are good athletes, but that's the thing. It's not like one guy. It'd be different if you had, like, Jalen Milroe with his skill set, the athlete that he was, right, arguably the best athlete on the field any given Saturday. And then like a true pocket passer. Normally when you have such differences, it makes a little bit more sense. But with the skill sets being so similar, even though they're both really good players, I don't think you see that happening. But I could see a world where maybe they're not fully, I guess, set on who they want to go with that quarterback. So maybe like the first game, you see both guys get a number of snaps, right? I mean, last year, Ty Simpson was named the starter pretty early in camp, if I remember correctly. Might not be the same way this year. You open up against East Carolina. I know they're a pretty scrappy team, if I remember correctly. I think people have probably said, you know, you don't necessarily sleep on them, but we all know, I mean, Alabama should be favored by probably at least three scores in this game. You're already expecting to play both guys, but I think you could see it maybe early on, kind of like when I was here when the battle wasn't completely solid, and you saw, you know what I mean, some series that other guys got some opportunities maybe a little bit earlier than anticipated. So wouldn't be shocked with that. But in terms of like an actual dual quarterback system, I don't see it. Let's go ahead and take a quick timeout because it sounds like they're ramping up some of the drilling and grinding. So we'll take a timeout. I'll let Chase respond a little bit. Plus, we got some phone calls, actually. We'll do that. Go to the phone lines. I can mute. That way we can kind of cut down on some of this noise. Let you guys talk, and I'll just respond. And we'll go from there on this Monday Madness edition. There's clearly a lot of madness going on in the background right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-.
Bracelets, earrings, and precious gemstones for all occasions.
In the Tuscaloosa Galleria between Edgar's and Joey's and FincherandOsment.com.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Monday edition of The Game, we'll recap the headlines around the University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa Regional, SEC Tournament play on the side of the baseball, and certainly some Alabama football headlines. We'll talk about it starting at 2 p.m. Trudy Harmon, Mark Houston, our special guest, right here on The Game with Ryan Fowler on 5-100.9, 1230, WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide.
The longest-running sports talk show in Tuscaloosa, The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and 1230 a.m. WTBC. And streaming worldwide on the free Tide app.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case, and this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites, from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier, so I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise with Us on our website.
Tide 100.9. For more coverage of Alabama football, visit us at Tide100.9.com or download the free Tide 100.9 app.
The Crimson Tide will not be denied.
WTBC. All right, I figured out what was going on. I was like, what kind of issues are they running? I thought they were pulling planks. they're chopping old screws. So they're literally like grinding screws off like 3 feet in front of me. So they're at the home stretch. So hopefully the screw cutting will be done in about the next 10 minutes. In the meantime, hey, listen, I feel like we got a bunch of blue collar people that listen to the show. Maybe they'll appreciate it. Maybe they're like driving in their work trucks right now. Shout out to Asphalt Restoration, one of our partners here on the show. Maybe they love it. Maybe that's like music to their ears. The rest of our listeners are probably like, I can't stand this crap. Turn it off. But hey, listen, just bear with us, man. Dog days of summer. 205-342-9904 is the number. We got Terrell up first. Terrell, welcome in.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, Terrell?
Not much, man. I'm on daddy duty right now, and you ain't got to worry about the noise, man. It's all good.
Well, I appreciate that.
But, yeah, man, I just had a little rant to go on because, you know, yesterday, Monchon Sales posted on his Twitter and everything talking about how, you know, everybody was saying he was trolling and that, you know, things like that. And I've been real adamant, like, telling people, like, what if he was really having, you know, a hard time making this decision? Like, you know, his immediate friends and everybody, you know, is kind of pointing to Indiana, or maybe, you know, even the money thing pointing to Indiana. But, you know, your dream is on the other hand and going to Bama, and it's not like you won't be paid well or anything. But, you know, but, like, we got a whole bunch of fans, and, like, the loudest speakers in the room, you know, is all calling him a troll and stuff like that. And he got upset about it, you know. And so, in my personal opinion, I'm like, if you have a platform, like, then you shouldn't be speaking down on these kids, man. Like, for one, they're somebody's child. And, like, two, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you really want him to come here, show him love and support instead of saying that he's trolling, because he's never publicly said anything negative about Alabama or anything like that. I was like, how can you just say he's trolling? But, you know, when people with a platform get up there and say it, then you get all these fans who agree with him. It's like, well, why would I even want to come to Bama? They don't even really want me.
So tell me, so go take me back. So I'll be honest, I don't keep up a whole bunch with all the recruiting storylines, but you said people accused him of trolling. What exactly did he do that made people accuse him of that?
Well, for one, there was a recruiting picture whenever he went on his official visit to Indiana, and he had the Rose Bowl on his middle finger. And my argument against that is, when you go on these recruiting visits, like, yeah, you get to choose some poses, but sometimes they have you up there. You got to not necessarily do everything they say, but you got to be in, you know, they have you pose in certain positions and everything. They'll take the photos and then publish whichever ones that they really want to. And then he posted a picture of Alabama, like, it was like some teammates that were sitting on the sideline. Bryce Young was in there, and I couldn't really see who else. But, and everybody was saying, like, is he trolling again? And I'm like, yo, like, how can you say that whenever he's never been negative about Alabama?
So all right, so I just Googled, or not Googled, that's how I'm getting old. I just Googled this. I searched it on X. chill. So he posted that picture of Bryce Young and some of these other, who else is in here? Wait, I think that's, is that Kyrie McDonald in there too? A couple other players maybe? Mechie. Anyway, not Kyrie McDonald, the one that unfortunately passed away with the Vikings. Like, I'm forgetting his name. But anyway, so he posted that picture on his Instagram story just randomly?
Yeah, like just the other day. And, you know, people was like, oh, he trolling Bama. He sound like he too much trouble or anything like that. And I'm like, how are y'all talking negative? But, like, for one, y'all can't make the kid's mind up for him. He hasn't made the decision yet. And y'all basically just shooing him out the door just to say, I told you so, whenever he goes somewhere else. Like, yeah. That don't make no sense. If y'all really want him, show the support.
Well, okay, so I see the other picture. So it does. Well, here's the thing. So, They got 5 rings total last season because they decided to get a ring for every postseason game they played in, is what it looks like. Because they got one for the Rose Bowl. They got one for when they, because you get 2 for a national championship game. They got one for the Rose Bowl, the Big Ten championship. Then I guess the other one would have been when they played, Oregon? Maybe? Yeah. So they have a bunch of rings. You can't fit them on all fingers. He did put it on, I guess, the middle finger. Did he know what he was doing? Did he probably think he would get a reaction? I mean, let's just call a spade a spade. I wouldn't be shocked. I'm not accusing them of it. And I hate to say it like this, but I wouldn't fault a Bama fan if they picked up on it. Like, damn, that is kind of interesting that the Rose Bowl is on the middle finger. But I hate to say it like this too. Bro, nowadays, I mean, I don't even put anything past these kids. Did you see the commitment from the Texas A&M offensive tackle this weekend? Did you see that throw? I'll put it on the stream. Yeah, he's tweaking, bro. He's like picking up hats. He's throwing them in the crowd. Probably took somebody's eye out. He's like going Super Saiyan. Like the interview was weird. Like these kids nowadays, man, like it's a different beast. But to answer your question, or not answer your question, I guess this is what I would say. I'm not mad at fans if like they felt kind of like, damn, that's a little much by him putting the finger on the ring on the middle finger. Specifically the Rose Bowl one, if he was trolling, because they might not be wrong. But at the same time, I do agree that don't take shots at recruits, because I'll speak from my experience. When I was in high school and I wasn't doing any of those tactics or any of that crap, I wasn't doing anything. I hardly even talked to the media. I wanted to be the furthest away from the limelight as I could. But I would like sit there and like somebody put like write an article on me when I finally did an interview, and I just clicked to read the article. I'm seeing the comments on like the state news website. Every fan just talking crap about me, like he's going to ride the bench at Bama. He's too small anyways. He's trash. Like this, I'm like, what the world? So it made me feel even better about not choosing an in-state school. So I guess my point is like, athletes or recruits, whoever, like you read these things, you see it. And it does kind of like change your perspective on a school. It really can. Yeah.
That was the problem. Like, if I was his parents, bro, I'd be like, hey, I mean, if you get an offer, even if it's just a little bit more money, like, I mean, look at how these people are acting, bro. Like, come on, that's ridiculous. You got a grown man talking about a 18-year-old kid, man. Like, that's ridiculous, man.
I always tell people, man, like, I get the passion and you being a big fan and like you take things very, you know, personal with stuff when it comes to, but don't attack kids or, you know, even if it seems like he's trolling, man, like just let kids be kids. If you're a grown adult, you know what I mean? Just expect that. Almost, I hate to say it like that. Just expect it and just know that they do read this stuff. Parents do read stuff. Hell, we have a lot of parents from the football team that listen to the show. Like, I mean, like people are more, they're more engaged nowadays than ever. So, and best believe it can affect a kid. I'm not saying he's going to necessarily choose where he goes to school based off of what a couple fans say, but you never know. Because I know, at least for me, it did affect my opinion. Like, it made me, I did not rock with Clemson at all because I was reading like what they were saying about me. I'm like, what did I do to these people? And then even South Carolina, I had all the reasons in the world to be mad at South Carolina. They were like, they disrespected me when they were recruiting me. The way Steve Spurrier acted, like when I went on my visit, like they were a-holes, man. And I never said anything publicly about it. And then to make it worse, the fans were trashing me for choosing Alabama. And I'm like, you don't even realize how trash the coaching staff was in the whole recruitment. So that stuff can affect a recruit's, I guess, opinion. But it is what it is, man. I guess that's part of it. But, yeah, I'll definitely I'll keep up with it. I want to watch his tape. I didn't realize he's, the number one wide receiver?
Yeah, the number one wide receiver. I mean, he's an elite talent, bro. Like, my thing was just, you know, just talking down on kids that don't owe you nothing. Like, and y'all just, you know, getting upset that he might choose somewhere else. He didn't even definitely choose somewhere else. And he didn't outward come say anything negative about Alabama. Just, you know, y'all took it wrong and just, you know, ran with it. Now y'all saying all this negative stuff and like, what if he never actually meant it, you know, in a negative way? And then he sees all this stuff and he's like, well, dang, I definitely don't want to go like play for these people. Like, why?
Yeah, no, then that's a very real thing. I mean, I hate to say it like this, but the more I've been on the media side, and I never really saw it as much when I was playing. But man, yeah, fans can be a little much. So it's always encourage people, man. Don't let 18 to 22 year olds ruin your whole day. I feel like some people let these things get to them. Like, it's one play. There's so many guys out there. Like, you miss on a guy like this, I mean, yeah, you're going to be upset. But listen, man, you got Sedarius Morgan. You got a whole bunch of other guys. I mean, like, just focus on the people you do have. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see if we can land him. But I'll watch his tape, though. He sounds like a good player. I mean, I didn't realize he was the number one receiver. But if you do land him, that would be nice. That would be nice. That would definitely keep the momentum rolling with some of the stuff we've been doing in recruiting. So I'll definitely keep an eye out for him. But, yeah, I definitely agree with what you're saying, Terrell. I think you make all the sense in the world, man. But I'll let you get back to daddy duty because I know you got your hands full. But I appreciate you checking in with us, man.
All right, thank you, man. Y'all have a blessed day. Appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely, brother. Appreciate you. Yeah, to take that message from Terrell, guys. Don't be those types of fans, man. If a recruit chooses another school, don't go bash him. If a guy transfers schools, don't bash him. just support the people that are around here, man. That's that'd be my advice. We got to hit timeout. When we come back, we keep on rolling. Go back to the phone lines, 205-342-9904. We keep on rolling right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC. Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy.
Proud what does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case, and this I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
Home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 2H2025. All rights reserved.
A national championship team covering a national championship team. The best sports talk in the state. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC. All right. Good stuff from Terrell, man. Yeah, I didn't even realize there was that whole stuff going on. But Chase, let's just call a spade, man. I mean, if anybody was kind of curious about the picture from the Indiana visit, I mean, it is kind of coincidental, to say the least, that the Rose Bowl ring is on the middle finger. Would you say, or do you think it really could have just been a oops? Maybe that was just a coincidence.
People are more smart than we give them. I think that was kind of it was calculated.
Right. And see, I like how you use calculated, because here's the thing, and I was just saying this real quick before we came back. Guys have been doing stuff like this. Even if they like the other school, what they're doing is they're engagement farming. I mean, just so you know, y'all are just talking about, you know, how X works. I didn't even know about all that, right? These kids aren't dumb either. They want to get more followers. How many times have you seen a recruit tweet, yo, Bama fans, follow me, just because he got an offer? And he goes to a different school. He don't care. He just wants the followers. You know what I mean? So, like, this young man could literally really like Alabama. He could have been joking around like, oh, I'm going to do this. This is going to get engagement. Guess who is going to fire up? Oh, Indiana fans are going to love it. Yeah, it might, you know, make some Alabama fans kind of feel the type of way. they still want the guy regardless. So he's just probably trying to just get engagement, be funny. And at the end of the day, these kids are this. I mean, like, I'm not going to say we, because I'm telling you, I don't do this. But everybody puts these guys on these pedestals. And now more than ever with NIL and everybody like begging guys on social media, come to our school, please, please. Like, I mean, look, like that's they do this stuff. I mentioned the Texas A&M offensive lineman. Chase, have you, why? I think you nodded your head yes. Chase, did you see that video
of the commitment?
Okay, let me see if I can find it real quick. And then when we come back from the second, top of the hour break, I'll get Hunter's phone call. It was on. What is his name, Wyatt? What is
Mike
his name?
Mike Matthews.
I don't even know. Again, I'm not saying this like I'm, oh, I don't know him. I really don't know who he is like that. I think he's like top offensive line prospect or something. He's like a five-star.
Yeah, five-star offensive line prospect, was down to A&M and a handful of others. Miami was one of them.
I'm surprised he didn't choose Miami. I mean, the way Cristobal and those guys are pumping out offensive linemen, but we all know Texas A&M, they probably are going to take great care of him the way he was talking in this interview. All right, I found the post interview. I want when he made the decision, because I mean, like, this was like, I've seen guys do the fake hat grab, but this, I mean, he was like chucking these hats.
He put one on, threw it across the room, put another one on, flipped it off backwards, and then threw the quarter zip off, and there he's got a jersey on. Yeah.
And then throws on the cowboy hat, and probably a nice Stetson. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's probably a nice expensive hat. And then tries to stand up on a chair. I mean, like, it was just a little much. Wait, is this it? Wait, hold on. That's a different angle if that is it. Wait, did he pump fake? No. This might be. It's just a different angle. Hold on.
Yeah, I think he pump faked twice and then threw the jersey on.
Okay, it's 28-second clip. So here he is making a decision real quick for our radio listeners. I think you should be able to hear it. I'll describe what he does after. But like Wyatt said, he's basically pump faking which school he's going to attend, and then it just, you'll see. Stop. Somebody was really excited, just judging by the screams that I'm hearing in the background. Listen, you only get to do this once, and I always say this, like, I was honestly so, like, boring and laid back from my commitment to even when I got drafted, like, I literally was at my house with my parents, my brother, and just had hats on my counter. We just had, like literally. And I look back, I'm like, you know what? I probably should celebrate stuff like that a little bit more. You only get to do it once. So I don't want to sound like I'm like hating on a young man, because I get it. This is special. But for our radio listeners, I mean, the guy literally, he went to one hat, he hovered over it, went to the next one, and went back to this one, then picked one up, and then dropped that one and picked up another one, then threw that one, and then ripped his shirt off and had a jersey, and then pulls a cowboy hat. I mean, it was a lot. And then when you get to, like, the interview afterwards, it was almost even more bizarre. Did you see that part, Wyatt?
Like, yeah, I saw the interview after. By the way, that's a custom-made jersey that he probably bought for, you know, $120 or something like that, because A&M's not, you know, that's a recruiting violation if A&M, you know, mm-hmm. gives him anything like that. So custom-made jersey with his name on it. That's just – and then, like you said, the interview afterwards was a little ridiculous. But, yeah, there was – you said it before we came back from break. You got to strike while the iron's hot. And so him, you know, he struck. That's for dang sure.
Yeah, he definitely did. Like, yeah, I mean, and it's just the truth. I mean, basically what I was saying – for our folks on radio is one thing you learn, man, the harsh reality is when you're a recruit, when you're an active player, everybody loves you. I mean, they're willing to give you anything and everything. Hell, me as a former player, I could struggle to get a phone call back on a sponsorship. Then they're donating $70 million to the athletic department. So I can't blame these kids. Like, take advantage of it while you can, because it ain't going to be there when you're done playing. That's just a fact. When we get to, when we're this hour up, when we come back, we keep on rolling. I was going to play his his interview. He just stroked the Heisman pose, and I can't. So we'll move on. We got Hunter on the phone lines. We come back and more right here on the Miller's Edge. Sounds like they took a little bit of a break, so I think we're smooth sailing for now. God is good. I don't want to jinx that. Maybe we'll hear some hammers in a minute, but we'll find out when we come back right here at this top hour break on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app. From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The NBA MVP is Oklahoma City's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the second straight year. He averaged 31 points a game. The Eastern Conference Finals begin Tuesday with Cleveland at New York. The Cavaliers just eliminated Detroit in a Game 7 road win Sunday night, 125-94. Cavs led by 20 late in the first half. Pistons shot 35% from the floor in the game. Game 1 of the West Finals is Monday, Spurs at Thunder. In the WNBA, among the four games, Indiana over Seattle, 89-78. Caitlin Clark, 21 points, 10 assists. At the PGA Championship, the winner was Aaron Rye by 3 strokes. He shot a final round 65. Denny Hamlin took NASCAR's All-Star race at Dover and the $1 million first prize. Alex Palou earned the pole for Indy next weekend. In Major League Baseball, the Padres were 8-3 winners at Seattle, while the Dodgers won 10-1 at the Angels.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that. Whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio, you are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise with Us on our website.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Monday edition of The Game, we'll recap the headlines around the University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa Regional, SEC Tournament play on the side of the baseball, and certainly some Alabama football headlines. We'll talk about it starting at 2 p.m. Rudy Arman, Mark Houston, our special guest, right here on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide.
The longest running sports talk show in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and 1230 a.m. WTBC. And streaming worldwide on the free Tide app.
Christian Miller.
It's time for the Miller's Edge with four-time SEC champion and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
Here is college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
Edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. I still, this whole Elko era, it's kind of got a ring to it. Maybe they need to start selling like Texas A&M merch that just says like Elko era on it. This is what I'm referring to, by the way, if you guys are wondering.
Henderson, I ain't gonna say too much, but if you want to be great, you know where to go, man. Building something special. Elko era!
pitcher pitched to them, man. Elko Aaron. That's all I got to say. All I got to say. Last thing for A&M fan base. What's your message to them? Who are they getting?
Elko Aaron. He did it again at the end. There we go. I needed one more time. I just needed one last time. Elko Aero. Chase, I mean, what are we feeling about Elko Aero over in Texas A&M? Listen, I will say this as you get the mic. Allegedly, I mean, recruiting-wise, they've racked up on some recruits. So, I mean, we can kind of joke about the whole Elko Aero thing, but there is some truth in it. I mean, listen, they've got a five-star in him at offensive tackle, five-star safety, five-star guard or center, interior offensive lineman, five-star edge, five-star cornerbacks. They've got five stars according to rivals. So, I mean, we can laugh and joke at the Elko era, but the Elko era is something real. I mean, they were one game away from playing the SEC championship game last year. We got to face them this year. Why? Any thoughts on the Elko era?
Chase was saying it, but he's on the phone now. It feels like Blue Mountain State is what it feels like.
Dude, I used to love that show. It's a very, very interesting show, by the way.
That's the vibes that commitment just gave me.
I could totally see him taking part in stuff off that show. I know you keep up with recruiting a little bit more than me, Wyatt. Any thoughts on this Elko Aaron recruiting? I mean, I'm looking at it. They have five-star commits, man. We know the money's big for sure, but sounds like they like. I like Coach Elko. I'll just be clear. I think he's a good football coach. I think Texas A&M is definitely doing some good stuff. But just any thoughts on this? I mean, they're recruiting their asses off.
Nah, I mean, he's a good ball coach. They had a really good year last year. A&M's kind of got this stigma of they've got all this talent, and then they go 8-4. Literally, their nickname is Texas 8-4. But they kind of started to shake that last year, going 11-1. We'll see if they can do it again this year, because on paper, and you know, us that didn't play the sport at a high level, we love to look at the paper. Y'all are a little bit different. But on paper, they look to be something of a force this year with everything that they've got returning on offense. You know defensively they're going to be fine because Elko is a defensive-minded head coach. And so if the wins are starting to translate to recruiting wins on the trail, then good for Texas A&M. We'll see if it continues, because last year they played the entire bottom half of the SEC, and the one team that they didn't – or that wasn't in the bottom half was Texas. Mm-hmm. And they got their butts handed to them. And then they go to the playoff and get their butts handed to them again by Miami. So we'll see if it translates. But as of right now, yeah, A&M is one of the hottest teams in the SEC.
Yeah, without a doubt. We got to play them this season. Definitely think it's going to be a
homecoming,
good
too.
Football game. But who schedules that? We've done that before, though, right? Weren't they our homecoming when Bryce Young was hurt and –
I think, yes. It was homecoming in 2022 again. I know normally they try to kind of move towards a little bit easier SEC opponents, but the SEC's gotten so tough now that you can't really do that. Oklahoma last year was the homecoming game. And so, because all your quote-unquote easier opponents came on the road, right? Missouri, South Carolina, both road games last year. You couldn't really do it early enough that Vandy was a potential opponent there. And we already know how big Tennessee and LSU are. You're not going to make those two your homecoming game. And so it ended up being Oklahoma last year. But they're playing some tough teams. A&M is – I'm very high on A&M. I don't know about you, but, they're probably – I think early preseason and spring, I had them as, like, my third best team in the SEC going into spring ball. So they're going to be a force. They're going to be really good.
Yeah, no, listen, I like A&M. I mean, they add Isaiah Horton, who we all know, right? You give Marcel Reed another weapon. I know some people, they're a little critical of Marcel Reed, maybe some accuracy at times. But, I think he's definitely a good enough quarterback to win you a bunch of football games. He showed that last season. You mentioned defensively. I mean, last year their defense was great. Man, they had some dudes, man.
They had the SEC single or regular season sack leader. Cassius Howell led the SEC in the regular season in sacks.
Yep.
But he's gone now, so you got to replace that.
Well, they're loading up. I mean, a five-star edge, again, I don't know any of these guys just because I don't follow recruiting. But, I mean, if you're going off stars, they're getting the talent. Somebody mentioned Jimbo. Jimbo recruited extremely well, too, and like you said, in the whole nickname 8-4. I think Mike Elko's doing a much better job using this talent in better ways and getting more out of them. So I think it's a little bit different here. But you're right, man. SEC is just it's pretty stacked. There's definitely a lot of a lot of talent here. Let's do this. I know Hunter's been patiently waiting. We'll go ahead and take Hunter. Maybe we'll just stretch this first break just a little bit longer. 205-342-9904. We got Hunter up next on the phone lines. Hunter, welcome in.
What's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
What up, man? Not much. Oh, man, that recruitment video is... I don't know. That is insane.
A little much. It's a little much, but I can't blame these kids nowadays, man. Listen, they're literally able to get life-changing money at 17 and 18 years old. Like, let's just be clear. Like, some of these guys are probably signing for... Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you tell me at 17 years old I'm about to make $3 million and I get the custom Stetson hat and I got me a custom Christian Miller Alabama jersey. You probably couldn't tell me nothing. As humble as I am, I'll be humble all the way to the bank.
At 17 years old, you give me that much money, I'd have hook 'em horns, go dogs. I don't care. I'd have done any of it for that kind of money.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I don't know.
I don't care how big of a Bama fan you are. I don't care if your name is Hunter the Bama fan, Hunter Crimson Tide Johnson. Hunter, listen, at $3 million, brother, you would probably attend Auburn University. Let's call a spade, man. Let me ask you that. Like, you always ask me questions. Let me ask you. You always ask me questions. If Auburn University came knocking on your door and they said, Hunter, we have a check right here for $3 million for you to be an Auburn Tiger for the next four seasons and to be a member of our football team. Hunter the Bama fan, are you taking it?
I'd rather go to UMass.
War Eagle.
Hunter, come on. Thank you for the honesty, Hunter. $3 million.
Why is he with money? No, ain't
Hunter, come on. Hunter, come on.
I'm sorry.
Hunter.
I ain't getting Hunter. I'm not
$3 million.
Hunter, come on, man.
Listen.
Nope.
The pastor's not on here to say this, but it's a sin to lie, brother. Especially on live radio, it's even worse. God doesn't like it even more when it's on live radio.
I'll say this.
Hunter, $3 million?
Off podcast, no cameras, nothing? Maybe. But right now, no.
Hunter, come on, man.
Hunter, you're tweaking, right, brother. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, man. And I played here. I'll be the first. I love Alabama. Yes, but I'm telling you right now,
I would take it immediately.
I know you got a brand you're trying to protect.
But let's be honest. It ain't going to be Auburn now. Auburn don't have that money.
Were they not just paying Cam Coleman almost that much money?
Brother, I think they
got some money. I mean, listen.
Hey, they might have the money, but can't do nothing with it. It's like Texas.
Well, they might not, but you sure as hell could. I could. We all could do something with $3 million. I mean, brother, I can tell you $3 million things I can do with $3 million. Listen, I'm just, this is coming from somebody who I've always been the pride in your school, the loyalty. But listen, my eyes have been open to this. I've seen the harsh truth of how it really is when you're not an active player. I'm just being honest. And now that how are you going to be treated when you're not a current player anymore? I'm sorry. I'm not blaming any of these guys anymore. I used to, like, if you asked me a couple years ago, NIL, no, man, listen, man, bro, these schools are using you just like they're using them. So you might as well take advantage of it. I hate to say it like that, but it's just the truth. And that's coming from somebody, and I hate that I have to have that stance now, but that's just the reality of it. Cause once they finish here, it's not the same anymore. I hate to say it like that, but it's just not. So if somebody's offering me $3 million, I'm telling you right now, you asked me this 2 years ago, I would have said, no, I'm sticking to my school. Now, oh, nah. Give me the money. That's a fact.
Yeah. But you would,
that's
no,
just me,
I would never. I would never go to Auburn, man.
Of course he has to go back. I want to be clear. I never. Okay, fair enough. I get it.
I would never step foot on that campus. Dude.
You wouldn't go, so you've never gone to a football game there? Come on, man. Come on.
I've never been. So, look, I will say this, though.
Are you scared? You can't go cheer for, what, are you scared of them?
Why would I be scared of, why, what? No.
Well, you said you were there. I'm just saying. I mean, like, so you're telling me if Alabama's playing there, like, bro, think about all the good Iron Bowl games. You're telling me you're going to pass up.
What I'm saying is, I've never been, but I do want to experience Jordan-Hare at night, though, for an Iron Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got to go. You sit in the Alabama section, but I'm like, you can't hate them that much that you say you'll never. Dude, it can't be this. So are you like, what's the guy? Who's the guy that did the tree thing? Updike? I mean, it sounds like you're like, you got that level of allegiance to Alabama. I know it's, wait, hold on. Harvey Updike, wait, he poisoned the Auburn tree?
Oh, yeah, the poison the tree?
Yeah, that's what he did, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Allegedly, or I guess he actually did it. Yeah, I don't know.
Where he went on Fonbon and admitted to it.
Yeah, that was dumb. Wait. He was an Alabama fan that did that, right? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you got that type of allegiance. I mean, like, and granted, don't say on live radio you would do an act like that. I'm not telling you, do not do that. But okay. I respect the loyalty. I mean, it's hard to come by these days. I respect it.
Listen, if Auburn offered me $3 million and Bama offered me like $1 million, I'm taking the $1 million.
You would take the one over the three.
I would take the one. I'll still be a millionaire. Come on now.
Brother, but that's $2 more million. I mean, like, listen.
It could build up the next year or two.
If you asked me this a year or two ago, I probably would have made a similar argument that you're making. But now that I know what I know, brother, I'm striking while the iron's hot, bro. They ain't even let me go watch sit on the field on the spring game, brother. Why would I take a $2 million cut? I can't even go watch on the, sit on the stand on the field no more. That's crazy. Ain't happening. Nah, give me the money.
I can't believe football's like this, man. It's insane.
It is sad, but I mean, that's just where we're at now. So you just got to adjust and adapt accordingly.
Legit, grow up a Bama fan, and then all of a sudden somebody offer you $3 mil. I ain't a Bama fan no more. That's what somebody would do. It's crazy.
Well, like, I mean, that's unfortunately what that's just kind of the day and age we're living in. I'm sure you had a question, though, because I know I kind of put you on the spot. What did you have that you wanted to talk about? I don't want to take all your time. Or you just shooting stuff? You just
hanging? Like the Monsoon sales thing? Like, what's your thoughts about it? Because me personally, I feel like he's playing possum. He's rage baiting.
Yeah, it's like I said, man. These kids, they do stuff for attention. Not everybody. I mean, there's some people that probably a little bit more how I was. Just want to get the process over with and just get to work. But I mean, it's very common, especially in today's world with social media. Like, I mean, think about all the guys you see streaming. Like, whether it's TikTok, Twitch. I mean, people are like, we're living in a world where everybody wants as many clicks and likes and followers. So I think that's what you're seeing. I mean, maybe a guy that's kind of just playing to the crowd when he's at Indiana, he's going to take a picture like that. He's going to rile those fans up, get them all excited. When he's down at Bama or when he's posting a picture like that, it's going to get the Bama fans talking. That's just what you're seeing. I don't think he means any ill will to either schools or anything. I think he's just probably viewing it from that perspective. He's just having fun with it, trying to tease a little bit, trying to build the excitement, trying to get people talking. Like, people are calling and talking about it today. I mean, it's working. Yeah. We're talking about him. So at the end of the day, I mean, he's low-key getting exactly probably what he was trying to get. So I think that's all it is. But as a fan, I wouldn't take anything personal. These guys aren't, they don't have any, like, I'm just telling you, they might want attention, but they're not trying to sit there and antagonize fans on purpose. So necessarily, they just are just trying to have fun and get attention.
I mean, I've said this. I mean, even if we don't get him, man, there's a bunch of wide receivers out there you can get out of high school or even portal. I mean, Xavier Saab, Keon Saab's brother, is a 5-star wide receiver.
Wait, 5-star? Yeah. I thought he's already on campus. Wasn't he like a 3-star?
That's Amari Saab. That's another brother.
Oh, he's got another brother.
Yeah, he's got two.
How many brothers does he have?
He's got two.
So he's got one on campus and one more that's a 5-star.
Yeah, the youngest brother is a 5-star that Alabama's still in the process of recruiting. But the middle one, I think Amari's the middle one. He's already on campus.
Okay, well, I mean, I got a good chance with him. Is the 5-star brother in the same class as Sales, or is he younger?
Yeah, 27.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, maybe you miss on set. Again, I haven't seen any of that, so I don't know who I would lean or say who's a better, or I don't know, but I always tell people, man, like, don't ever, like, get tied up off one recruit. I hate to say like this, but there's not going to be, like, one guy that is just going to, like, make or break, like, the trajectory of your program. Personally, let's say there's, like, a generational type guy. Yeah, there's probably every now and then, every several years. But when you're Alabama and you're recruiting as well as you already are, if you miss on a guy, I don't care if he's the number one wide receiver prospect, you'll be okay. You know what I mean? Like, there's no need to, like, you can be frustrated. That's normal. I get it, but don't make it seem like the sky is falling. Like, Alabama will be just fine. They have plenty of players. I mean, listen, they have a lot of young players too that are good players.
Yeah, so that's why. I mean, I've seen this. Like, don't expect a huge class this year.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, I think I saw this too. We can talk about this in a little bit. Like, offensive line. Somebody I think tweeted, like, they're saying, why hasn't Alabama really, I guess focused on a bunch of offensive linemen this class? I mean, I think we have a lot of young linemen right now. And you got to remember, nowadays, you got scholarship adjustments, you got general managers, all these people that are, you know what I mean? Like, the way you manage your roster is a lot different. So you're right. There's going to be one year you probably have a smaller class. You take less guys here. You always still have the portal. So say something doesn't work out and you miss on a guy that you anticipated landing, you can always go to the portal and find yourself a player. You know, it might pay a little bit more, but you have more options. One might be more experienced. That's what I'm saying. Nowadays, it's just different. You don't have to stress as much like you did. I mean, you definitely want to recruit well from high school, which we already do. But missing on one guy with the portal, it helps negate that, in my opinion.
I mean, if I'm not mistaken, we have 13 recruits coming in for official visits, I think the 29th of May.
So, yeah, it's going to heat up. I mean, this summer is when. Yeah, I mean, and I would imagine you'll probably see a bunch of commits start coming in. Because now with December being the new signing day, the main one, summer is the main, I guess, window to commit. So you're going to see a lot of action over the summer, for sure.
Yeah. So
we'll see.
Excited to see this. So it's a lot of five stars on visits and four stars. So
anybody else you're hoping Alabama lands? I know everybody's talking about this young man, but is there anybody else that we should keep an eye out for? I genuinely don't know.
Hayden Stepp, he's a cornerback. He's from Las Vegas. He's a five star and he's
persisted
to land at Bama. So
shoot, I mean, we're probably going to lose Xavier Brown after this year. I know you got young guys like Jordan Edmonds, and I don't know how much eligibility Carmelo O'Neal has. I mean, but still, you got some young talent in that Chuck McDonald. But, shoot, the way we've been recruiting and developing these secondary guys, I would love another top weapon out there on an island.
There's another cornerback that is John Meredith, but he's probably either going to Texas or A&M.
Give me a highly ranked, like, five star D tackle or defensive end though. That's what D-tackle. I want to see. Who?
Mitchell Turner. He's a four star. He's ranked sixth in his position, 59th national, and he's 90% projected to Bama.
Well, that's good. I mean, again, stars aren't, you know, they're not a tell all, but I'm just saying, like, I would love to see some news. One day, just to see, I don't know, some like top 10, you know, elite D tackle, or like, I just feel like it's been a while since we've landed one. Am I missing something? When was the last time we've landed?
We got a good linebacker that just committed last week to us.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like when was the last time we landed like a top 10, like nationally ranked, like D lineman? When was our top 20 even? It's probably been a while. I can't think of anybody. Probably, like, 21, 22-ish, or 20.
Or Will Anderson?
Probably something like that. Or James Smith. Yeah, somebody brought up James Smith. Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe James Smith. Yeah, you landed James Smith and you got a D-tackle and an edge, man. But unfortunately, those didn't pan out the way you probably would have anticipated. But I don't know. I'm a defensive guy, so I'm still waiting on seeing some of that. Hunter, we appreciate it. Good stuff as always, man. Always fun when you call in, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Take care, man. All right, we got hit a timeout. We went a little bit long on that one, so we have a quick one. When we come back, we keep rolling. We got some other things we'll dive into right here on the Miller's Edge.
For a great way to spend the day on the water, Redline Power Sports rents pontoons on Lake Tuscaloosa by calling 205-737-7425.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy.
Just best quality to our customers. So we just look at it as, hey, basically, we're your kitchen. You're just coming to eat in your kitchen. Taco Casa, under the biggest cactus in town.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
I'm Congressman Barry Moore. I rolled up my sleeves in Congress, and I'll keep fighting for Alabama in the U.S. Senate. I'm Barry Moore, a conservative fighter, and I approve this message.
Approved and paid for by Barry Moore for U.S. Senate.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. High temperatures here today. We stay dry here today and tomorrow, but the rain chances begin to go up at midweek. And likely storms as we close out the week and move into the holiday weekend coming up. Highs around 90 this afternoon with sunshine. Partly cloudy tonight, low 70. Sunny tomorrow, high tomorrow 90. 88 on Wednesday with a good chance of rain and thunderstorms. Storms are likely Thursday, high 86. Richard DeWelling of the Weather Channel for Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
It's 87 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Roll Tide, the best sports talk, period. Your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. All right, so we made it through some of that that construction work, got some good calls, and now we're smooth sailing, Chase. Some interesting conversations that we're having. All right, I know this is going to be a quick one, but wait, let me double check. Did we have somebody else calling that I might have missed? Oh, wait, we got somebody on the phone lines, too, 205-342-904. How about this, Chase, because I know we need to catch up. We'll take somebody now, and I'll catch up next one, if that's cool. Sounds good. We'll do that. All right, we got Smitty up next. Smitty, welcome in.
How's it going, good brother?
What's up, Smitty? Talk to me, man. How's everything?
Hey, I see conveniently got a new deck all of a sudden. That's all I'm going to say, man. I'm just saying.
Wait. Hold on. Conveniently, hold on. Listen. I wish it was conveniently. No, it was. It needed to be done. It was the point where somebody was going to get hurt if it didn't get fixed. But that's why, if anybody does need some advertising or sponsorship, you're right, man. We definitely would be glad to talk. That would help us out.
Yeah,
we have the Lamparello Law Studios are under construction. You're right.
Yeah, and one thing, like, y'all talking about this, like, the Munchson sales kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. They talking about he make a man seven figures. And I'm going to say it once, I say it again. Unless that guy's Randy Moss, I'm not paying seven figures to a high school receiver. I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry.
What if it was
Jeremiah?
Like Sedarian Morgan. I don't know what he's making or whatever. But
yeah.
What if to land like a big in-state guy, like Sidarian Morgan, what if the, I mean, because you got to remember, Smitty, it's like the market value, right? So, I mean, if Texas A&M, and Oregon, if they're all offering this guy $1 million, you don't really have a choice. I mean, you might be able to shave off a little bit, Smitty, but I mean, like, that's just tell me, would you be willing to pay a receiver that type of money then if you're like, all right, man, we really like this kid. He's an in-state guy. To keep him in-state, we got to pay him this or to keep him from going to Auburn. Would you do that or no?
One thing, all these contracts are one-year deals. I hope people know that, by the way, on both sides.
Correct.
It depends how much it is. Because there's only three positions that I will go into a bidding war for. There's quarterback, offensive line, and defensive line. Those are the only positions I would enter a bidding war in. I don't care if you're my brother. I'm sorry. because Bill Walsh always said, receiver's the last position you fix. Don't get me wrong. If the big-time guys come in there and if, hey, we'll get you this, you show out, we will pay you. And this staff has done that for the guys who shown out. They bumped up their pay. And I think what happens is that you have to make choices out there. Because, like, y'all talk defensive linemen. Now, I know some guys ain't five stars, but I know that four-star Nolan Wilson, top 10 position. He's a 6'4 D tackle. We'll see how big he gets, right? He's from Mississippi. They signed him last year. We'll see how big he gets. K.J. Green is a five-star edge out of Georgia and possibly maybe in Alabama get. But so there are choices to be made. So let's say there's K.J. Green, five-star edge, or Marshawn Sales. You can only pay one of these guys at big money. Who are you going to pick, Christian?
Come on, that's not even a – I mean, that's an easy
that's
one.
That's what I'm saying.
Edge. Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying because that's what I'm saying. But if it's an in-state guy like Morgan – I will give him some money, but you also got to look at the rest of your team as well. And I think what happens when people try to toss in money, one, we don't know how much these kids are really making. We really don't know because this should be public knowledge. But we also got to look at, like, there are so many receivers in college football right now. Heck, Indiana got two receivers. One receiver went in the first round, Omar Cooper. Surratt went a little bit later, and they had another kid on the squad who didn't drop anything, you know? It doesn't – what happens is stars don't matter till you get – stars matter till you get on that field. And don't get me wrong, if you got the talent, you will take that talent. But that five-star doesn't matter once toe meets leather. And because you played against a bunch of guys who were five-star everything, and it didn't work out for them. I'm not knocking them, but it's just a projection. Because a lot of times it's height, weight, your measurables, and if you're going to camps. If they didn't see you at these camps, they can't rate you so high. We all know that. Because Josh Jacobs, for example, he's from the state of Oklahoma. Neither Oklahoma nor Oklahoma State offered this kid. He went to Alabama. And the rest is history. And I just think sometimes in this NIL era, in portal era, evaluating is also key because if you notice, the recruiting powers, Christian, are taking more three stars than usual because you only got so much money to go around. And even with a three star, look at who's trying to offer these kids. You saw some defensive linemen Alabama took, some players, three stars or whatever. And who you saw the other offers were? Georgia, Oregon, Texas. They were looking at these people too. Because you know, line play is a developmental position as well. A lot of you guys had to get bigger when you got to college, you know,
right.
And learn and develop. And I think that's something people may miss. But I would pay Morgan because I know he wants to be there. But at the same time, y'all, when you pay him, you also got to pay your room also because you may have somebody like Ryan Williams say, man, I've been here all this time. You paying this guy more than me. And that's that is where the one-year deal comes in, the thing where perpetual free agency comes in at, because you also got to be careful with the team building as well, because we saw that with Ole Miss, with Lane Kiffin let out all those people's salaries. And those players are like, hold on, you paying this new guy more than me? We went to the playoffs. Those are a lot of things that I think people got to consider once they start talking about money and everything like that. Your thoughts, sir? Sorry for being long-winded.
No. Trust me, I'm glad to have somebody else offer some opinions, man. No, listen, I think you're right. I mean, I think it depends on you look at your team and team needs. I do like, to your point about the offensive linemen, I like what Steve Sarkisian said because he's 100% right, especially when you're talking about from the high school to the college level, right? It's a little bit different when you're going from college to the NFL. You're a little bit more developed. But physically, you know, if you're talking about the maturity of a young man, it's going to vary. Some of these guys might look the part, you know, as an offensive lineman coming out of high school. But majority of the time, there's very few guys that are going to be ready from a physical maturity standpoint, a strength standpoint, you know, to play day one in college football. So, I mean, that's something to take into consideration as well. But I'm with you. I mean, I would rather not put that much money into skill players. I would invest heavily into my trenches, but I think it always depends on what you have that year. You know what I mean? You might have an offensive line that already consists of, you know, sophomores and juniors, and you feel good about those guys, and maybe you're missing a key playmaker, and we know how important that could be. Hell, people kind of, they joked on A.J. McCarron when he traded that defensive lineman from the Stallions and got him a new quarterback. And now I think they've got them like a nice little three-game streak, or they've had three wins since then. But I think it always just kind of depends on kind of what your team is. But, of course, I'm always going to build inside out versus outside in. I want to ask you this real quick before I let you go, Smitty, because we're about to segue into this anyway. Top 10 players returning in 2026 according to Ari Wasserman. He has no Alabama players on this list, but he does list guys like, speaking of wide receivers, Jeremiah Smith at number one, Leonard Moore, cornerback from Notre Dame, two, Malachi Toney from Miami, three, Colin Simmons, the edge from Texas, four, Dylan Stewart, another edge from South Carolina, five, Carter Smith, offensive tackle from Indiana, six, Arch Manning, quarterback, of course, Texas, number seven, Dante Moore, quarterback, Oregon, number eight, Ahmad Hardy, hoping he's having a speedy recovery, number nine, running back, and number 10, Cam Coleman, the Auburn transfer now at Texas. Your thoughts when you hear that list and see that there's no mention of any Alabama player on that list. Do you feel like it's true that Alabama does not have a top 10 returning player in college football?
Well, first things first, I'll say this. Both Colin Simmons and Dylan Stewart are ranked too low, in my opinion. Just get that out of the way. Yes. Jeremiah Smith, number one, I can't argue that because he's a generational prospect. But the thing is, a lot of times, it's name, you know who these people are, and hype. But it doesn't matter to me because Savion Brown's going to be a first-round pick regardless. DeJohn Lee will be a first-rounder. Yonze Pierre playing all the snaps this year, getting more snaps, is going to be a first-round pick. And also, fellas, here's a relationship advice for you. Love your lady the same way these pundits love Arch Manning. I'm not saying the boy's terrible, but come on, guys. Can we all show a little bit more heavy consistency? And with Dante Moore, I like Dante Moore. It's funny that he won't go to the Jets, but the Jets could be right there next year picking in the top five. But the thing is, if you look at his numbers against a better competition, his yards per attempt was down like a yard or two versus a better competition. So there's a lot of growth there as well. And Cam Coleman, I think he's a good player. I don't think he's otherworldly, but I think he's a first-round player. But it doesn't bother me because I think Alabama has some young guys there who could be there. And I just think that, hey, it'll show this year. But I don't care. It's like, it doesn't bother me, if you get what I'm saying. Because it's one of those cases. It's one of those cases also, besides Cam Coleman, who are you taking out? That's what I'm thinking, you know. We're being honest. But a top 10 is top 10. But you got Savion Brown, who's up there, like I said. DeJohn Lee, I really like him. I think he's a first-round corner when he's done. And I think Yonze Pierre is going to make that jump, become a household name. And they got a lot of young guys in that potential. Can I ask you one question before I go, though?
Please do.
We talk about the quarterbacks, right? I think the thing people got to understand is if it's close, because he may be in the system more to Mac, but he hasn't played a whole lot, if you get what I'm saying. Knowing the system and playing is different things. And also, just because you've been there longer don't mean you may be better. I'm cool with whoever they start, but I wish Kalen DeBoer would have said Austin Mac was banged up before the 8-day game. Because I ain't like the fact that he said it after the game. Because the question I have is, how much pressure is Austin Mack under if he's a starter? Because everybody saw Keelon Russell, the potential of their own eyes.
Yeah, I mean, well, here's the thing. I don't know how much he was banged up going into it. sounded like he definitely got banged up throughout, because that's why they limited him towards the end.
Yeah.
Chase was there. I know he listened to the press conference. That's at least kind of what I picked up on. So maybe he was kind of dealing with something slight, and then it got aggravated in the game. Maybe that's why they didn't initially mention it. I don't know. But in terms of the pressure, I mean, I think he still has another year of eligibility after this year. So, I mean, I think is that right, Chase? Austin Mack, I want to say he's got one more year. Yeah, after this year. So, I mean, definitely pressure on him. But, I'll be honest with you. I don't know. It's honestly tough to say how this thing goes. I mean, I don't think anybody knows. I don't even think the coaches know. I mean, if you listen to Coach DeBoer talk about it, he clearly doesn't have a clue exactly how it's going to go. But I just always urge people, don't go entirely off of A-Day's performance, because, I mean, you got to remember, that was just one practice, quote-unquote practice, out of, what, 15 or 16, however many they're able to have during the spring. And I can tell you, I mean, Austin Mack has done some really good stuff this spring as well. So it's definitely far from over. But I saw in the chat, you're clearly not a fan of the two-quarterback system.
No, because I believe he played two, you don't have one. And it's like Tim Tebow was a package short yardage guy. But I think you just got to go one, especially with the experience factor, because both of you guys are young. But also, people got to understand also, it's snap cadence also. Your voice in a huddle. You know, things of that sort, the center QB exchange. Because you notice every time the quarterback goes down, that center and the new QB be snapping the ball to each other on the sideline. Stuff like that. And I think you just have to go with somebody and have confidence in that person and just go with it. But I just think the staff got to look at themselves and say, hey, are we, because with a young team, who gives us the best chance to grow this year and then next year? Because just not turning the ball over or your birth certificate doesn't mean that you're the better guy or just being the more aggressive guy. I think the coaches know more than we do, and I'm going to roll with whoever they got. Now, I would go with Keelan for potential purposes and more big play stuff that can get you out of a jam. But if Austin's a quarterback, I'd be yelling for him and pulling for him as well. But I know you got to run, Christian. You have a good one, and you guys tell Adams to stop being mean to the quarterbacks wanting them to get beat up, man.
I told him last week, I said, listen, that is like the cardinal sin of the NFL. Do not touch the quarterback. Stay off the quarterback. So I'm like, brother, you playing a risky game there if you putting your quarterbacks in harm's way, because the minute they get hurt, it's cool to build confidence and physicality, but one of them gets hurt, oh, people are going to rip you in half. But yeah, I'll tell
you. Have a good brother.
You too, man. Always good to hear from you. All right, we got to hit a timeout. When we come back, we'll do real quick because we got to catch up, but then we'll wrap this up. But this is an interesting conversation right here, Chase. Alabama does not have a top 10 returning player in college football, according to Ari Wasserman. Again, this is subjective. So if you're an Alabama fan, if we did have somebody on the list, who would that person be? We'll talk about that when we come back, right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230.
Jeep Dodge Ram, Tuscaloosa's destination for iconic Jeeps. Drive a new 2026 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 priced at $54,529.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors.
29. That's 800-923-6829. What do you have to lose? Call 800-923-6829. Again, 800-923-6829.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Where the season never ends. This is your home of Alabama sports. Time.
Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Hit another quick timeout, then we'll come back and wrap things up. But Chase, Ari's list of top 10 returning players in 2026 does not feature an Alabama player. First question I have for you, and I'm asking everybody listening, is he correct that Alabama, in fact, does not have a top 10 football player returning in 2026? When you on the spot.
The thing that glares at me the most is number 7. Arch Manning, did not have Ryan Coleman Williams on there, and Arch didn't have a good year either. I feel like it's very comparable between the two.
Okay.
I feel like either the other players, like Jeremiah Smith, is not going anywhere. Leonard Moore was a beast for Notre Dame last year. Malachi Toney, a game changer, literally.
Yeah.
And looking at the other players as well, I don't.
Those two edge guys are, I mean, damn good players. I mean, Dylan Stewart, I feel like he could be more productive. But, I mean, just in terms of, like, him as a football player, I mean, he's going to be probably a top five pick in his upcoming draft. I mean, he's special. I hear what you're saying, though. That's fair. I mean, Arch Manning had a lot of high expectations, and he didn't necessarily play his best ball. Matter of fact, I would say, Chase, you're 100% right. Really wasn't until, like, the second half of the season he started to kind of turn it around and play some much better ball. But at least, though, he has some receipts. It's not only potential. But you're right. Ryan Coleman Williams fits that mold, too. Ryan has plenty of receipts and plenty of potential. So that's actually a really good comparison there. I like that. Okay, so you're not necessarily disagreeing with it, but you could find some wiggle room to maybe make some changes, what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
fair. So if my follow-up before we hit this next quick timeout, Chase, for you, if we were to have a player on this list, I know you mentioned Ryan Coleman Williams, so is that who you would go with if you did see Alabama having a player on this list? Would it be Ryan Coleman Williams? Who would that player for you be if you had to pick one Alabama player that you felt was worthy of being listed as a top 10 returning player in 2026?
Jeez.
Or if there's not one, if you don't feel like there's one at all, then that's fine too. But if there was one that you thought is close, maybe like on the verge of it, who would that be?
It's hard. I'm
gonna go with who did Norris say?
He said Bray Hubbard. I would argue.
That's an interesting pick.
He's treading upwards. Yeah. I think it's something. It's something that'd be to like notice. I was thinking maybe Fair. Keon Stav, maybe. I don't see an offensive person really. Maybe an offensive lineman, but it's just been so inconsistent. That's the problem, you know?
Well, and the thing is, listen, top 10 is like, people have to understand, like, think about how many players are in college football. To be a top 10 player, like, it's no shade. I think we would have, if it was a top 25, I think we would have at least a pair of players on that list. But top 10 is tough. Let's do this. Let's hit a timeout. When we come back, we'll give our final answers. Worst case, I think tomorrow we'll even bring this back up. It's actually a pretty interesting conversation. But we got one more segment before we wrap things up. We'll do that when we come back.
Wait to spend the day on the water. Redline Power Sports rents pontoons on Lake Tuscaloosa by calling 205-737-7425.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
that
we give that to them each and every time they come and visit us.
The sense of pride that we have in the quality, the consistency of our food carries over to everything we do in the stores. That's Taco Gossip.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy.
Proud partners. What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. High temperatures here today. We stay dry here today and tomorrow, but the rain chances begin to go up at midweek. Likely storms as we close out the week and move into the holiday weekend coming up. Highs around 90 this afternoon with sunshine. Partly cloudy tonight, low 70. Sunny tomorrow, high tomorrow 90. 88 on Wednesday with a good chance of rain and thunderstorms. Storms are likely Thursday, high 86. Richard DeWetting of the Weather Channel for Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
It's 87 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Your home for Alabama Crimson Tide football. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
And welcome back real quick as we wrap things up right here on this Monday edition. Real quick, I do want to remind you about our friends over at R&R Cigars. Use that code Miller's Edge to get yourself 20% off right now, rnrcigars.com. Weather's been great, man. You got baseball and softball going on. If you're looking for a place to go hang out, sit back on the porch, have yourself a nice stick. Of course, I got over 160 bourbons as well. Drink responsibly right there for you. 2703 Gary Fitz Street. Make sure you guys check them out. Again, those are our friends over at R&R Cigars. Code Miller's Edge on the website, rnrcigars.com. That's R&R Cigars, the official cigar provider of Alabama football since 2014. That'll do it for us on this Monday edition. Big thanks to Chase Norris and others hanging out behind the scenes in the producer room. Big thanks to all our listeners via radio and, of course, on all of our streams. It's been a fun one here. We'll be back tomorrow for a Talking Tuesday edition right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.